Hello once again, my fellow white racial comrades of the world. Welcome to another episode of In Clawson We Trust, the White Power Hour with Reverend Matt Hale. This indeed is Reverend Matt Hale speaking to you from East Peoria, Illinois, here in the heartland of the formerly great country of the United States of America. A country which indeed has lost its way, a country in which the enemies of our beloved people are proliferating at an astounding rate. A country in which we have traitors that actually administer this country, administer power in this country. A country in which every form of filth is allowed to expand and multiply. A country in which, sadly but surely, if we of the World Church of the Creator do not turn this situation around, is destined to become destroyed, destined to be in the mire forever, destined to be a land in which your children and mine cannot be safe, cannot have peace, cannot have prosperity. It is for this reason that we of the World Church of the Creator have vowed to destroy this current order. It is for this reason that we have vowed and decided to erase the shame of today and replace it with a new order, a better order, an order of pride, of prosperity, of progress, an order in which we as white people can celebrate being white people. An order in which we as white people will see it as our main duty and main function in life to preserve our own kind. We of the World Church of the Creator believe very strongly in nature's laws before all other laws. Nature's laws make very clear that it is the duty of each species to preserve its own. It is the duty of each species to look out for its own interests and have absolutely no concern for the interests of other species. It is in our interest, in other words, to survive. It is in our interest to not believe the falsehood of racial equality. It is in our interest not to embrace the third world slime that wishes to invade this land. And I note, invade this land with the aiding and abetting by the white traitor politicians. It is in our interest to not agree or sanction interracial marriage, which destroys our very biological or very genetic existence. It is in our interest to have a land for white people exclusively, a land in which we could realize our destiny. This, of course, makes us different from the standard fare out there. This makes the World Church of the Creator certainly something that the Jew media wants to attack, because of course we attack the Jews, we expose the Jews for what they do, we blow the whistle on the Jews, as I like to say. But at the same time, history has shown us over and over again that it is not those who necessarily have the power that will always have the power, but those who have the will and the determination to subvert that power. The will and the determination to turn the tables on those who are so viciously oppressing and trying to destroy them. We of the World Church of the Creator recognize, of course, the situation in which white people are outnumbered more than 12 to 1 in the world today, and how white people's own culture is being mutated and fungi-ridden by the Jew press, by the mud races themselves. We absolutely hate the mud races. We hate everything that they represent. We hate everything they do. We don't need them in our society. We do not need them on our streets. And in fact, not only do we not need them, but we cannot afford to retain their presence in this land any longer. We must agitate and push for the removal of the non-white cancer from America. Let us have, in other words, let us have a country that is no longer decadent. Let us have a country that is no longer befouled and besmirched and despoiled as this one has become. Let us have a new land, a land that actually is worthy of our respect and honor and salute. This, of course, is a worthwhile goal. It is a worthwhile goal to have a land in which we can raise our children without interference by the mud hordes, without their minds being polluted by the Jew media, the Jew television shows, etc., that teach that homosexuality is okay, that teach that pedophilia is not so bad after all, in some cases, that's what they try to teach, that teach that race mixing is okay, that teach that drug use is something to be glamorized about. No. Let us have instead a land of health, a land of beauty, a land in which, yes, each white racial comrade works for the common cause of his white race. The World Church of the Creator leads the way in this regard. The World Church of the Creator has made its presence so vividly known around the world. Of course, however, the World Church of the Creator can do far more, and it is up to you to do so, my brother and sister. Many people, I believe, that maybe not even consciously, but subconsciously think or believe that this cause cannot be won. That is the first idea that must be erased from your minds. Not only can we win this cause, but we certainly will if you and I do our duty. There is no question about this. If each and every white racial loyalist does his and her duty, we will with mathematical certainty win the victory that we all covet. There is no mistaking that fact. And we cannot afford to have a defeatist attitude if we mean to win. On any issue, whether there or if there be doubt in your mind, always ask yourself the very simple question, is this or that action best for the white race? And choose accordingly. What is best for the white race? Taking action for the white race. Speaking from the rooftops, speaking everywhere you can to others, to those who are new to our cause or those who don't even realize our cause exists. Speak to these people and tell them why it matters so much that we reclaim the land that has been stolen from us. Our forefathers did not come to America so that America would become a third world country. Our forefathers did not come to this land so that their work, the work of their minds and of their brains, could be destroyed and soiled upon and defecated upon by these mud hordes that they had nothing to do with allowing into America. You and I were never asked. You and I were never asked if we wanted Haitians in America. You and I were never asked if we wanted those niggers from Zimbabwe or South Africa or anywhere. You and I were never asked if we wanted Mexicans in America. They did it against our will. These traitor politicians did it against our will. Well, we must turn the tables on these filthy scoundrels. Our forefathers would be rolling in their graves if they could see what America has become. George Washington and company did not fight the British so that the country could be given to the niggers and the brown hordes from south of the border. A border that really, I might add, does not even exist anymore because they cross at will. While our military, while the military that we pay taxes for is fighting in Afghanistan or 100 other places where there are soldiers present, our own border is crossed at will by these mongrel savages. Our forefathers, those who gave their lives in the Revolutionary War in this country, did not give their lives, in other words, as I said before, so that the country could be given to niggers, Mexicans, and other trash. Nor did the white people in the U.S. Civil War give their lives so that this country could become a third world country, a mongrel country, a non-white country. While they may not have expressed it in as vivid and clear terms as we express it today, they too believed in the white race. They too believed that white people should remain white. They too believed that race mixing was an abomination. Our own grandparents Most of us also believe the same way. There was a time in this country, in fact, most of this country's history, in which it was understood that mixing the races sexually was a sin, was immoral. The woman who happened to be dating the black nigger savage, she wouldn't be advertising it in the city square in the old days. She would have, in fact, more honor than that. She would have felt shame in expressing such an abomination, walking up to others and say, "Hey, here's my nigger boyfriend." Why? Because at that time, white people stood up. White people said no to such outrages. White people would string up to the nearest tree any nigger savage that would rape a white woman. Those were the old days. Now we have the new day, the sad, sick, multiculturalistic America that neither you or I, or any of the average white men and women out there, ever endorsed, ever desired, ever sanctioned. Many of us, I should say, maybe the word sanction would be appropriate today because of the befuddlement in the minds of our people. But you and I, we were never asked. We were never asked if we wanted boatloads of AIDS-infested Haitian swine to enter this country. You and I were never asked whether we want pedophiles to get 2 years imprisonment or probation, even though they rape children. You and I were never asked what we think the penalty should be for pedophilia or homosexuality or race mixing. You and I were never asked because the traitor politicians didn't care what you and I think. So long as they could befuddle and confuse enough voters, they would go ahead and continue to ignore your claims and mine. In essence, then, we have to become the power in America and around the world, but America first and foremost. We have to become the power. Whatever furthers the power of the World Church of the Creator is good. Whatever hurts the power of the World Church of the Creator is bad. In each and every one of our actions, we must realize that power is the ambition. Not power for its own sake, as you will realize, as you have already realized full well, but power so that we can turn the tables on those who seek to make our people extinct. There is a war against us today, my brothers and sisters. There is a heinous war, a war that maybe has not been overtly declared by the politicians and their Jew masters, but a war nonetheless, a war in which our enemies are trying to kill us, even if they don't fire shots at us, literally. They're trying to kill our culture, kill our people racially, kill a future for white people. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, for example, to realize that every time white people have become a minority in any area, white people suffer. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if white people become a minority in America, white people will be persecuted, white people will be abused, white people will perhaps even be enslaved. Maybe white people will be in the chains of the future. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize, once again, look at the world. Find where white people have become minorities and witness their lot. Look at what is happening in South Africa today, where white people are afraid to come out of their homes, where white people are being raped, white women being raped by the bushel, by these animals. Look at what is happening in Zimbabwe, formerly called Rhodesia, white farmers being slaughtered. Look at what happened in San Domingo, in the late 18th century, early 19th century, where the white people there were slaughtered to the last man, woman, and child by the supposed peaceful blacks. No. We cannot, we must not allow the destiny of our people to be determined by the whims of the non-white majority. We cannot, we must not allow the perversion that is occurring today to continue unabated. We cannot allow, furthermore, any white traitor politician to get away with his crimes against you and I. And we mean to say, right here and now, we mean to say that one day, when we legally come to power, those who have betrayed our white race in the World Church of the Creator, those who have set out to destroy a future for white children, those who have willingly, consciously aided and abetted the destruction of our people, will face destruction at our hands. We look forward to this day. We look forward to the day when legally through the judicial process, through our courts, swine like Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and other traitors to the white race face true justice. If this were the only motivation for you, my brother and sister, to do your duty, then so be it. But I know you have far more motivations, many more motivations to do your duty. You have the motivation of wanting your child to speak English, not Spanish. You have the motivation of wanting your child to be able to play in your front yard without fear of nigger gangbangers or drive-by shootings. You have the motivation of wanting your children to know that Ben Clausen was worthy of honor and praise and not Martin Lucifer Kuhn. You have the motivation of wanting it taught clearly that homosexuality is a sin, is disgusting, and that no, it is not an alternative lifestyle. You have the motivation to want your children to become educated, truly educated, and not dumbed down through the public school system. You have the motivation and the understanding to realize that a multiracial society is by definition sick, and that the only true healthy society is one that is homogeneous. You have this motivation. This must propel you to go forth into the world and preach. I think I've mentioned it on this program before, but there are some who would say that preaching is not what we should do. That preaching is out of the question, that the people are unreachable, and so forth. This is a defeatist notion. This is a notion that is as false as it is counterproductive. We must indeed preach, because all actions, all decisions of our white people is based on what they think. Thinking is the foundation of all action. If you do not have a particular thought, you will not make a particular decision or take a particular action. If white people think that the niggers are their equals, that notion, of course, will impel them to take the action that, well, niggers should be allowed in America. Marrying niggers is okay. Breeding with niggers is okay. That is the natural, logical, but sick, of course, result of the thought of racial equality, of the belief in racial equality. However, if we can change their thought, if we can reach their conscious thought and subconscious thought with the reality that no, the races are not equal to one another, The niggers are not our equals, and racial equality is a sham, then their actions will be completely different. They will not want niggers in America. They will not want the other races. I'm focusing on the niggers, but we could say that about the other races as well. They would not want any of the other races in America. They would not sanction interracial marriage. They would not sanction bestiality or race mixing, as we also call it. They would sanction none of these things if it weren't for the widespread Jewish-inspired myth of racial equality. And so we at the World Church of the Creator realize that we have to go back to the first principle. We have to go to the core of the problem, the thinking of white people. We reject the notion that we cannot give the Jews a run for their money as far as reaching the people. We have this radio show, for example. We have public access television. We have the many public appearances that we have made. I've given 20 public speeches the past 21 months. I've given countless sermons. I've been on television many, many times. I've been in countless newspapers, radio shows in which I've been the interviewee, etc. We need to replicate that, though, on a massive worldwide scale. But in any case, we also spread our literature all over the world. We pass out our leaflets. We pass out the White Man's Bible and Nature's Eternal Religion, our two main books, as well as Salubrious Living. That's our third of what we call the three basic books. We spread the message. We sow the seeds. We liberate the minds of our people from whence all, once again, actions spring. It's like this as well. While theoretically it would be wonderful to overthrow this order through force and violence, at the same time we recognize that there is simply no way to overthrow this order through force and violence as long as the people, the masses, are comfortable with this order. We have to make them uncomfortable with this order. Throughout history, in fact, revolutions may, yes, have been pushed for